Now then, think what a job it must have been to decipher all that Egyptian writing when people became interested in hieroglyphs again 200 years ago. In fact, they were only able to decipher them because a stone had been found on which the same words were written in 3 scripts, ancient Greek, hieroglyphs, and another Egyptian script. It was still a tremendous puzzle, and great scholars devoted their lives to it. You can see that stone. It's called the Rosetta Stone in the British Museum in London. We are now able to read almost everything the Egyptians wrote, not just on the walls of palaces and temples, but also in books, though the books are no longer very legible. For the ancient Egyptians did have books, even that long ago. Of course, they weren't made of paper like ours, but from a certain type of reed that grows on the banks of the Nile. The Greek name for these reeds is papyrus, from which our name for paper comes.